This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of our Quick Travel Hits. We are back from a fantastic week in Roatan, a very small island off the coast of Honduras. It was honestly a week that blew expectations away. Cannot wait to share with you all the stories and our experience, how we use points to stay at the Grand Kimpton Roatan. It was overall a 10 out of 10 trip. Some highlights, insider tips and access that you're going to want to know, and just why you want to put this on your list of destinations to get to if you haven't already. Hopefully you followed along with our stories as we were posting them on Instagram. If not, we'll have some reels and videos come out, some long format on YouTube, and of course, our overall trip experience on the podcast. So as far as the world of points and miles and travel, there are a decent amount of updates and things that I wanted to share with you this week. So first starting out is that Thrifty Traveler actually just put out an alert that right now is the sweet spot to book summer 2025 domestic flights before the prices start jumping. Airlines are already cutting routes and seats to avoid the empty planes that they had last year. And starting at the end of May, Southwest will introduce its dreaded new basic economy fares, dropping free bags and flexibility. So until then, we're seeing a lot of really incredible deals from coast to coast. Round trip tickets under $250 to places like Portland, Maine, Portland, Oregon, Colorado Springs, San Diego, even Anchorage, Alaska. And Southwest has some of the wildest fares right now, too. I'm talking as low as like $77 round trip, or using as little as 4,000 Rapid Rewards points for a flight. So the bottom line with this one is if you really want cheap flights for summer, really want to think about booking them soon if you haven't already. May prices are expected to climb fast. And look for price decreases. Maybe you've already booked a trip for some weekend this summer. Look to see if that airline has reduced the cost of that trip. It may be worthwhile if you confirm your cancellation policy and the timing, which at this point, most airlines don't penalize you for canceling flights. You very likely could look at possibly rebooking and canceling your original flight and getting basically a savings from the reduced extra cost. That actually just happened to myself and my friends. We're doing my bachelor party in Vegas in a few months, and one of them put out an alert in the group chat and said, "Hey, I just saw that prices in Vegas have dropped dramatically right now. So we're staying at the Palazzo, which is a Hyatt property now." And I had mixed a combination of points and cash because for the weekend we'll be there. A couple of those days, the point amount was absolutely absurd. Well, just from his text and all of us double checking, we all saved a substantial amount of money on our booking. I got all of my points back, booked everything in cash instead of points for a couple nights and cash for a couple nights, and still ended up saving about $300 off of what would have been a mixture of cash and around 70,000 Hyatt points. I got all my 70,000 Hyatt points back and saved $300 in cash. So I'm super excited about that. So take a look at your stays. Pricing may have decreased from when you actually booked originally. That could save you a good amount of money. I mentioned this on last week's Quick Hits, but if you're planning to travel through Newark anytime soon, it's an absolute mess. You absolutely want to consider avoiding it if possible. There's an average of 150 flight cancellations a day there. Massive delays even for flights that are not taking off, and even massive delays for flights that do take off. And it's really a perfect storm. The airport's busiest runway is closed for repairs for another month and a half or so. There's a shortage of air traffic controllers. There's tech outages, and United, which is relying on Newark as it's one of its major hubs, is getting the brunt of that. Bottom line here, if you're flying out of Newark this spring or summer, either prepare for some major, major disruptions and have a backup plan ready, or just completely see if there's another way to rebook yourself if possible. So here's a really easy points play if you haven't already taken advantage of using a shopping portal called Rakuten. So right now, Rakuten is offering 7,500 Amex reward points just for new signups. And all you'll have to do is spend $25 through Rakuten within 90 days of joining. Now, again, this is only for first-time Rakuten users, and you have to enroll through their special promo link, which we're going to put in the show notes. And it's only applicable to having an Amex card that earns membership reward points. So like the Platinum card, the Gold card, the Green card. If you have a co-branded card like the Delta SkyMiles cards or Hilton Honors cards, those won't work. It has to be a membership rewards earning card. And you have to not have used Rakuten before. Now, I know many of you that listen to the podcast are already pretty well ingrained in the points and miles world. You're probably using shopping portals already. If you're not familiar with what Rakuten is, we do have an in-depth episode number 49 where we talk about shopping portals in more detail. We talk about how Rakuten works, as well as a blog post as well, which we'll link in the show notes. Essentially, a shopping portal like Rakuten can really help you dramatically and rapidly boost your points and miles just with your everyday online shopping that you would be doing anyway. So one thing to know is after you link your Amex membership rewards account to Rakuten, every purchase you make through their portal is going to earn you Amex points instead of cash back. And it doesn't really matter what card you actually pay with. You can pay with any card you want. As long as it's linked, you're going to earn the points. So there's definitely some advantages here. If you have not taken advantage of Rakuten yet, this is the time to do so. Because typically the current offer, like if you were to go and use our referral offer for Rakuten, it would give you $40 cash back, or which essentially is like 4,000 Amex points, and requires you to spend $40 in the first 90 versus spending $25 in the first 90 and getting 7,500 Amex points. A couple things in the world of Hyatt to mention. We mentioned this in our Facebook group, but the Standard Hotels are officially joining World of Hyatt, and they're doing it the right way, which is exciting. If you've never stayed at the Standard Hotels, these are properties that I think the best way to call them would be a little more hip, a little bit more chic. Tanner and I have stayed at both the one in Miami, which is fantastic. They've got a 24-hour pool. It's more a spa with a hotel built around it as opposed to a hotel that just has a spa in it. This hotel is basically designed to be the spa, as well as the Standard in London, which was a really cool stay as well. It's very eclectic, very unique. And what's nice about it is these are great properties. They're being integrated into Hyatt's standard award charts as opposed to what Mr. Mrs. Smith properties did, which their pricing is just kind of whacked out with when it comes to points. And also the standard World of Hyatt benefits will apply as well. So that means you'll earn points like normal, elite bonuses will stack, and perks like free breakfast for globalists are all built in. And they all count towards your Brand Explorer free night awards, as this would be a new brand if you have not stayed here before while it's under the Hyatt genre. And the rollout's actually already happening. The Standard Ibiza is live now as a Category 6 hotel. London, New York, Bangkok, Singapore, and the Maldives are all coming online this month. And even their lower tier brands like the Standard X and Bunkhouse hotels are going to be integrated also. And as of right now, award pricing looks pretty decent with some insane sweet spots on suites. For example, a suite at the Standard Ibiza can be booked for only 40,000 points a night versus paying over $1,100 cash, which is basically almost a 4 cent per point value. So I do think Hyatt really nailed it this time. If you've been wanting more of a styly, edgy hotel option when you're staying and you want to do it with status, this is going to be a really good brand to look into that you may have never considered before. And I think you're going to find this brand to be a pretty fun and unique and different hotel brand to stay at. And speaking of Hyatt points, there is a new change. I don't think it's going to really affect too many people, but I do think it's worthwhile to mention, especially if maybe your parents travel a lot or you travel a lot and you often gift your status and your benefits to, let's say, your mom or your dad or a sibling. It's important to know that Hyatt's making a small change that is probably going to affect a small subset of Hyatt loyalists. So starting June 7th, World of Hyatt is adding a new limit to award gifting. So moving forward, you'll only be able to receive up to 10 transferred awards per calendar year. Now, it's important to note it's on receiving. There's still the ability to send an unlimited amount of awards. And theoretically, let's say you were gifting your parents, you could gift 10 to your mother and 10 to your father. And if your spouse had status, they could then also gift 10 and 10. So you can really easily find your way around this. But it is important to know that this includes all types of awards. So free night certificates, suite upgrades, club access passes, guest of honor awards. Once you've been given a total of 10, you won't be able to receive any more for the rest of the year. And as an example, we gave away a free night certificate as well as a club access award for one of our giveaways a little over a month ago. And our winner was Karen. Now, this was prior to this June 7th date, so it's not relevant. But let's say this happened after June 7th. Because she received both a free night certificate as well as a club access award, that would have been two right there, whether she used them at the same time or not. So from a calendar year standpoint, she'd only be eligible to receive 8 more for the rest of the year. So for most members, again, this won't be a big deal, but if you've been stacking tons of gifted Hyatt awards from friends or families, or even if you've been in the resale market as well, I know many of you probably don't do that, and that's also against terms and conditions, but there is a resale market out there for club awards and passes and such. You'll definitely want to plan around this new cap, which is starting next month. And the last thing we'll wrap up with is probably one of the larger hits to the points and miles world to come through this past week. By the time this will go live, this will already have been put in place. But basically, starting May 12th, Emirates is restricting first-class award availability to only their silver, gold, and platinum Skyward Elites members. So if you don't have elite status and you've been dreaming of flying first class, well, you're going to have to readjust your strategy a little bit, especially if you want all that Dom Perignon and the caviar and all the benefits of flying Emirates first. Tara and I were fortunate that we had an incredible opportunity to do so last time we came back from the Maldives, and it was 100% absolutely worth it. And that was done through booking business class on points and upgrading while at the gate. Seems like that's going to be completely not an option. And it's really just a move by Emirates to make their first class cabin even more exclusive. They've already raised award prices, limited partner bookings, increased their surcharges over the years. So they're definitely trying to hold this to a subset of people that they truly feel are part of their Emirates elite. However, let's say you really want to make this happen. You can still fast track to Emirates Silver or Gold status with one of their co-branded credit cards. Now, the cards may not give you a ton of value outside of this, but you may decide that this is value in its own. So this Emirates Skyward MasterCard gives a year of status with a $99 annual fee, and the Skyward's Premium MasterCard grants gold status, but it comes with almost a $500 annual fee. So if you really want to chase down the Emirates first class experience, paying $100 for annual fee to get silver status just so you can then book on points and or upgrade to experience first class just to do it could be something of value for you, especially if you're either a card collector or an experience collector when it comes to flying. But just something to know, by the time this goes live, unless you already have that first class flight on Emirates booked, unfortunately, that door is going to be closed unless you use a unique strategy like getting a co-branded Emirates card to pull that off in the future. And that's everything that I had for you guys all this week. I hope you've had a fantastic week. As always, we appreciate your support, your listening, the questions, the community, and all the feedback that we get from you guys. It's always greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. As always, if you enjoyed the show, the podcast, feel free to leave us a rating, subscribe, like, do all the things, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single topic, Coffee Break episodes.
See you there.